Good morning. Happy Easter. I'm Chrissy Mernon. My guest is Roger Ruiz. He is a corporate communication specialist with the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center. And he's here to invite you to come by and make a gift. Drop off a pint of blood. You want a pint of blood from everyone, don't you?
That's correct. Pint of blood, some platelets, plasma, whatever
you
anything you got, we would greatly appreciate it.
Okay.
And thank you for having me this morning. It's great to see you. I know it's been a while since we last spoke, but thank you for having me in again.
Absolutely. I know our Cox Media Group has a couple of blood drives with our stations coming up this week, so we want to talk about that. And, you know, here it is Easter, and we talk about new life and renewal, and you think, you know, what is the source of our life? You know, life blood.
That's correct. And we always want to make sure that we give life to others. I mean, a lot of the times you always hear us out in the community saying we need blood. But this is a time, maybe you want a time to reflect and give life to somebody who may not have the chance, who may not be celebrating today because they're in a hospital. They may be ill at home, and you can make the difference in them getting back and getting well and saving their lives and getting back to some normalcy, getting back to school for that child. And that's what we're out here today, and that's why we've partnered with some Cox radio stations coming up later this week. So make it convenient to make the community come out, and we have some great incentives at these drives coming up. So that's what it's all about, kind of giving back to these families and giving back to these children and giving back to the greater community of, hey, there's people out there who really truly care and are willing to give an hour or maybe two of their time to come out and give the gift of life. I know we always say the gift of life, but really it truly is the gift of life, because a lot of these patients, you kind of think about, they're on their last hopes of maybe somebody coming out and giving them some blood. And that's what we're here to talk about, blood.
So we've got the one drive coming up on Thursday, and we've got Thursday and Friday?
That's correct. We will be at Ingram Park Mall on Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the times are a little bit different for each day, so let me just kind of go through that. On Thursday, we will be at Ingram Park Mall from 1 to 6, and on Friday from 2 to 7. So I know it's a little tricky, but you can always go to southtexasblood.org and get all the details there. And we have some great incentives. We will be giving oyster bake tickets out every 30 minutes. I mean, of course, you have to donate and be interested in drawing to win those. But every 30 minutes, we'll be giving a pair of oyster bake tickets. But also with that, we have McDonald's giving away coupons for a free sandwich as well. And we have a limited edition Blood Donors Rock t-shirt. So that's kind of neat and kind of cool. You can wear your t-shirts out to whatever, to Oyster Bake or to whatever fiesta event that you're planning to attend, and letting mm-hmm. everybody know that the donors rock and that you receive these t-shirts. So this is one way that we're partnering with the Cox Media. It's with 99.5 KISS and the Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank y'all for that, for partnering with us again and getting the word out and just letting everybody know how the importance of what blood donation is, because it truly does save lives, like I've been saying. I know I sound repetitive, but that's the message that we want to let everybody know, that you are truly saving lives.
Okay. And you know, for the next person who asks me, can you get me oyster bake tickets? I'll say, hey, you know, I can't, but I know how you can win them. And so just go to Ingram Park Mall Thursday or Friday, roll up your sleeve, donate a pint of blood, get a t-shirt, and then every 30 minutes you're in a drawing for oyster bake tickets.
That's correct. It's 30 minutes. And you know what? The process takes about an hour. And usually through that process, you'll come in, you'll have a photo ID with you, bring your photo ID. We'll check you in. You'll go through the screening process, which is what we call sometimes our mini physical, where we will check your iron, you'll check your pulse, you'll check your temperature, your blood pressure, to make sure you are safe to donate as well. So we want make sure you are safe. That's our number one priority when you're donating. And then once through that, you go through the process.
What happens? So you go through your mini physical, and I know you look for, you want an iron level that's a certain...
Right. We want at least an iron level that's 36 or higher to donate blood. And once you have that, you'll be put on a bed. One of our trained technicians will go out there and go through the process of actually giving blood. I know I donate as often as I can. I actually donate platelets, and it'll be a small stick in the arm of your preference, and that'll probably take less than 10 minutes. Once that's done, this is for whole blood. Once that's completed, you'll be given juice and Gatorades and waters, whatever you want, snacks, and you're on your way. You walk away with that Blood Donors Rock t-shirt, Blood Donors, the McDonald's gift card, and enter to win. So that's basically the process from start to finish. So you mm-hmm. want to give yourself, donating whole blood, at least an hour, and that's bringing your photo ID, doing the mini physical, going through the actual donation process. And then from there, your blood units will be then taken back to our laboratory where they'll be tested for infectious diseases and be ready to go out into the community within 24 hours. So that's kind of neat.
So within 24 hours, it's being used for someone else?
It can be used within 24 hours. I mean, that's when it's on the shelves. And
how long does it last?
Well, red blood cells have a shelf life of 42 days. Each, you got to remember, blood is made up of different components. So each component is different. Red blood cells, 42 days. Plasma, we can freeze and last for about a year. And platelets have a shelf life of only 5 days. And you got to remember with platelets, those usually go to somebody who's going through cancer, they're going through chemo. Something I always let people know of. I know we always think of blood victims. We always think of car wrecks or shootings. But a majority of our people, the patients in hospitals, you got to remember, are already in the hospital for some sort of treatment, either being battling cancer or some blood disorder. So I always like to let people know, if you know somebody who's ever, or you know of someone who's ever battled cancer, probably chances are they've received blood. So you're actually, somebody has stepped up for that person and donated for them. So maybe that's where you come in and you step up for another person that maybe not had the support that maybe your family member had, mm-hmm. and donate. So something I was recently told by one of our patients was, when somebody gets diagnosed with cancer, that person doesn't just get diagnosed with cancer. The entire family does, because it's a family event that the entire family is going to have to go through, just offer support to help that person go mm-hmm. through whatever cancer that they're going through. And chances are, if they're getting chemo, they are going to receive platelets or red blood cells mm-hmm. or some other blood product in order to keep them alive, to battle whatever ailment they have.
I was going to ask you, Roger, so what happens when someone has cancer that they need blood? What's going on in the body? What medically?
What we understand is when somebody receives, going through the treatment for cancer, they're going to receive that chemotherapy. When we remember, chemotherapy kills everything, even the good cells in your body. And the first thing to go usually are your platelets. And platelets is our blood mechanism inside our blood that helps us clot. You know, when you get a cut or you get a bruise, it's platelets that stop the bleeding.
So yeah, when you get a cut, you know, you press on it to stop it.
Right, and that's platelets working. It's grouping up and making sure that you don't bleed out. And many of the cancer patients going through chemo, that's the first thing that gets destroyed within their bodies. So we got to replenish that. Doctors have to replenish that. And they do that by getting transfusions of platelets. Mm-hmm. And so that's why platelets are so important and vital to cancer patients. Not just platelets, but red blood cells as well. But platelets is probably the first unit that they're going to use. And we've heard stories of our patients when they receive that unit of platelets, they can see the total difference in their family member. They perk up, they get color back into their skin. Mm-hmm. They're ready to eat again for that time.
It's kind of an immediate response.
It's an immediate response. I just was talking to one of our lifelinks, people who go out in the community and tell their story of a family member who just recently received platelets. And this child did not want to eat for the past couple of days. But as soon as they received their platelets and received their red blood cells, they were asking for chicken strips and macaroni. They were ready to eat. They perked up and wanted mm-hmm. to do something. They were ready to get off the hospital bed. So that's what your donation is actually doing. It's bringing them up, bringing their spirits up, bringing them to have that energy to be able to do normal things, to do things we take for granted every day. And that's kind of going on to what our campaign is for this year for the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center, is to give these patients back some normalcy in their life. Give them back the celebrations. Let them celebrate. And we did that this year. Our first quarter, we did the give patients another birthday. We're doing it this quarter with give patients another fiesta. And then you'll see for the summer vacation, and then for the end of the year, you'll see give them another holiday. Mm-hmm. And we do that so we want to just put in forefront the message of, these patients need your help and they need some normalcy back in their life. And you can do that and help them by giving them a donation, by giving them platelets, red blood cells. And we hear stories every day of how those patients are reacting and getting better because of blood donation. So
what percentage of the population can donate blood? And then of that eligible population, what percentage does?
The percentages is kind of shocking. I mean, if we had at least our frequent donors donate at least one more time a year, we would never see blood shortages, at least here in San Antonio. I think it's, we have like 30% of the population can donate, but less than 10% actually do. And that is kind of scary numbers if you think about it.
Yeah.
So we always have a struggle bringing in people in.
Has it been in decline? We've
seen a decline of blood donors coming in through, and it's progressed throughout the years. And at one point, we're probably going to see something where it's kind of going to get kind of scary if we don't have enough blood donations to support all the blood needs that we have throughout South Texas. But that's just not just here in San Antonio. It's a national. So it's something national that we're seeing, not just in San Antonio.
Why?
That's the million-dollar question. People just are not coming in and donating. Nobody's put their finger on it of why that's happening. I mean, there's been a decline. We see a big decline after our biggest population of blood donors here, at least in San Antonio, are coming from our high schools and colleges.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, once they transition off of that, we see a big drop for some reason. We see a huge drop, and it doesn't pick up later until after the age of 55, our baby boomer. And we have not figured out why those people have not come in and donated. And we're in the process of trying to figure that out and seeing why this community is not coming in and donating as often as we would like them to do.
You think they're just too busy? I mean, super stressed with
I know we have busy lives and stuff. So that's why we partner with organizations to go out in the community and make it as easy and simple as possible,
mm-hmm.
like making convenient that we're coming out to you into the community and saying, hey, we have our buses here. We have an Insight set up for you to come out and donate and make it as streamlined as possible for you and offering incentives and
mm-hmm.
putting the stories out there of this is what your actual donations are doing. They're saving the lives of these patients because without these donations, they would not have a chance.
Our guest this morning is Roger Ruiz. He's the corporate communications specialist with the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center. He's inviting you to come roll up your sleeve and donate a pint of blood or even consider donating platelets. And we do have a blood drive for you on Thursday, April 20th. At the Ingram Park Mall. That's the Eagles blood drive from 1 to 6. And then if Thursday isn't good, we've got you on Friday, April 21st from 2 to 7 at Ingram Park Mall. And that's the 99.5 Kiss blood drive. And everybody's going to leave with a Donor Rocks shirt. You'll get a little mini physical. You get a checkup on how you're doing. You also get a chance. You'll be every 30 minutes. There's a drawing for Oyster Bake tickets. And there's the McDonald's gift card. And then something you can't, put your finger on. It's the satisfaction of knowing that you helped your fellow man. And I think, when you see people who are in need, when you're around them, and I know you are, Roger, you think you can have anything I've got, I'll roll up. And you do roll up your sleeve as often as you are able. And how often are you able
to
donate?
Correct. I'm glad you asked that. With our whole blood donation, you can donate that every 8 weeks. And that's just taking a regular pint of blood. And once that gets taken, we'll send it back to our laboratory where it gets separated into different components of being platelets, red blood cells, or plasma. Or you can make a straight donation of platelets. Platelets you can donate every 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And platelets, you probably want to set up an appointment for that at any of our fixed sites. That process takes a little bit longer because it's just taking a concentration of your platelets within your body and putting everything back after it takes out your platelets. So you get your red blood cells and your plasma back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can do a dual, what we call a dual red, where it's taking a double red cell of your red blood cells.
Two pints? Or it's not two pints? A dual.
A dual is what we call where we're taking a concentration. So we're not taking your whole blood. We're just concentrating on your red blood cells. So it's still a pint, but it's a double of your red
cells. It's super, super, huh? Yeah.
Yes, and those are usually needed right away in emergency rooms. So we take a concentration of that, and we put everything back. We put your platelets back, and we put your plasma back. But with that, you're deferred for 16 weeks because it takes the body a lot longer mm-hmm. to process red blood cells. So we defer you for 16 weeks to donate.
So it's a dual, and one is 8 weeks, two
right.
would be 16 weeks.
That's correct.
So what's going on in your body that it's replenishing? And how much blood do we have?
We have anywhere from 8 to 10 pints of blood in each of us. The average human has about 8 to 10. So when you donate, you then have to replenish your body's fluids, and your body just regenerates those as time goes on. And that's why it's quicker and faster to donate platelets every 10 days, because those get processed and made up in your body much faster than a red blood cell,
mm-hmm.
a red cell blood would.
Do people feel the difference when they're like a pint low or their platelets have been taken out? How do you feel?
After my donation, I feel, I don't know if this is just me, but I've heard people being hungry and maybe sleepy a little bit afterwards, but nothing too dangerous. You won't feel many side effects. I mean, you'll be maybe hungry after the donation. Sometimes I myself personally feel sleepy sometimes. Yeah, so that's about the worst of it. I mean, we ask that you, before your donation, you drink plenty of water, of course. You eat a meal at least 4 hours in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from caffeine. Stay away.
Why do you need to stay away from caffeine?
Well, caffeine, what it tends to do is kind of raise your heart level. And we want to make sure you or not have an elevated heart level when mm-hmm. you come in and donate.
Mm-hmm.
It has a tendency to lower your iron at times as well.
Mm-hmm.
So eat something healthy. Eat some green to increase your iron. You can go to southtexasblood.org and find out all this information about how to eat before your donation, how to hydrate, and what to do post mm-hmm. after your donation. So after your donation, you want to make sure you do no heavy lifting for at least 24 hours.
That's because
you don't want to put any strain because you have a loss of blood.
You got a hole in your arm,
right?
Yeah.
You don't want to make sure you're safe. You want to make sure you're safe
uh-huh.
and don't cause any. I mean, you may feel lightheaded afterwards from doing some heavy lifting, so you don't want to do that. You just lost a pint of blood, so exactly.
Take it easy for 24 hours, then you're back.
And then you're back to normal. Drink plenty of fluids and make sure you're hydrated. And you should be good back to in a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be ready to go and do. But no heavy lifting is
okay.
something we ask.
So what are some of the reasons people tell you, well, I can't donate because?
We've heard them all. And sometimes our biggest reason people say is, well, I have a tattoo, a near piercing. I was, well, that's not necessarily true. As long as you got your tattoo at a Texas licensed facility.
You got one in a good retail setting.
And not in your cousin's garage or anything like that, then yeah, you're good to go. I mean, a lot of people think that's a deferment that they couldn't donate. A lot of diabetics who think they can't donate. As long as they are in good health and have them the okay from their doctor, they can definitely donate. People with piercings who have newly piercings think they can't donate. They actually can donate as long as it's healed and you're ready mm-hmm. to go. And the list goes on and on of why they can't donate. But go to southtexasblood.org and there's always updating of who mm-hmm. is available to donate. And that's why we do the pre-screening ahead of time. And you can see a lot of that when you go out this week to our blood drives.
So you shouldn't make the decision about I can't donate because the person, they should contact the South Texas
right.
Blood
don't
and
defer,
Tissue Center.
We always say don't defer yourself. The reason why you're not donating may have changed. There's always rules changing and we're regulated by the FDA and they're always changing. So you might always come back and check with us and call the center, call 731-5555 or go to southtexasblood.org and find the information that you, if you have any questions, give us a call, but always go to the website and there's a lot of information there that you can look for.
When the Zika virus came to prominence, I'm sure that caused great concern at the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center.
It did so, because we want to make sure we have the safest blood going out into the community, because you got to remember these patients are already have ailments and are struggling to survive. So we do now have Zika testing at the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center. So that's something that's kind of neat and kind of cool. So we want to make sure, and I know when that first was announced last year, I wasn't here. I just heard the stories of how that all was happening. And yeah, everyone was in a panic. I'm pretty sure in the community, everyone was scrambling to see. I know we have the repellents and,
mm-hmm.
and whatnot, but
oh, and especially if you're, you know, a woman of childbearing age.
Exactly. So we do have testing for that, and with Zika and with all other infectious diseases, we do screen for that. So when that blood unit comes in, we actually take it back to our laboratories where it does get tested,
mm-hmm.
and we do monitor that. And they have each blood unit goes through that testing for at least 24 hours, and that's why within 24 hours, once that it clears the testing, it's ready to be used by hospitals and be shipped to the hospitals across. We cover a big area. We do cover a big area. We go as far as down as some places in the Laredo Eagle Pass area, as far west as Del Rio and far east as Victoria and all through the Hill Country. So it's a little bit over 42 counties is that thing what we cover. Over tons of hospitals and clinics throughout South Texas. You can only imagine.
God, that's huge. I mean, that's huge. 42 counties of South Central Texas.
Right. And then with some parts of in the valley as well, so that we're starting to help out as well. And then all these places we also collect. So it's not just in San Antonio that we collect. We collect blood in all these areas. So it's a group effort of South Texas coming together to help one another.
Well, how can people have a blood drive? And when do people have blood drives? When something is affecting a coworker or a family member? Is that, you know, how do you do that?
Any company can have a blood drive as long as they let us know in advance that that's something they want to do. And you can easily call the center at 731-5590 and schedule that, and somebody will assist you with that. We ask that you have a group of people willing to come up, donate, and so we can send a bus out there. You we're looking maybe to 20, 25 people mm-hmm. willing to come in and donate. But I would call and ask them for some more details. You want to plan this out way in advance. But a lot of the times we hear families wanting to host the blood drive. And the reason they want to host the blood drive is, the biggest reason they gave me is, they never knew the importance of blood just until that family member needed it. And we recently heard a story of one of our patients saying that when they were talking to doctors, the doctors told them the best thing you can do for your family member right now is donate platelets and donate blood, because they're going to need them for the cancer that they have right now. Mm-hmm. So that's the best thing you can do, making sure that the shelves and we have the products ready, available when they need it. Mm-hmm. So that's the best thing you can do for somebody who has cancer. I know we always hear, we always want to give to somebody who has cancer. We want to help out in any way, and we just don't know how sometimes. Well, that's the best way you can help out, is by making sure that units are on the shelves at that hospital when the time is needed for that patient to need blood.
You need blood every day. And how many? You need hundreds of pints of blood every day, correct?
That's correct. We need tons of units. But the time we see that we need the most units, or not because we need, but we see a lack of donations, is during the holiday season. And as we approach the summer season, like I said earlier, we have our biggest donors are high school and college. And with those being out, let out in summer, that's when we kind of have struggled to have people coming in. So that's the time when we need the most people, the most help from the community is during that time. Don't we need them all every day. We need them especially at that time, since we know we are not getting those units in coming in from the high schools and colleges at that time. So summer's coming, so maybe for your summer plans, we throw in a blood donation or two this summer. You can always go. We have special events. We'll be out in the community, and you always can find that at southtexasblood.org and their events section, and see where we're at in the community and kind of swing by. I know we do stuff with y'all. We'll have more drives this summer with Cox Media. And so that's always kind of neat. So be looking out for those this summer as well.
So Thursday and Friday, we're going to be out at Ingram Park Mall. So where can people donate? Because you do have places all over the community, and then, oh my gosh, all over from the Valley to Central Texas.
That's correct. So we have several locations here in San Antonio that you can donate. Of course, we have our main headquarters right there off of I-10 and Vance Jackson. You see the double hearts out there. You can donate there in our donor pavilion. Or we have several locations throughout San Antonio. To find the nearest location, go to our website again, South Texas, and find the nearest location to you. Mm-hmm. Or you rather prefer a mobile, find the nearest mobile. We have mobile drives all across San Antonio, throughout South Texas, every day. And that probably will accommodate you a lot easier, a lot more than maybe one of our donor rooms.
Weekends, you're out on the weekends?
Yes, our facilities are open on the weekends as well. We have mobile drives throughout South Texas. We have another hub in Victoria that has buses as well. So in the Victoria area, we'll have mobiles as well. And then throughout South Texas, Laredo, and then through Hill Country, Del Rio, Eagle Pass, and then anywhere in between. Mm-hmm. So weekends, we're out and about. If you ever see a bus and you don't have an appointment, stop by and just walk in and donate. As you're listening to us talk today, if you have no plans later today or later this week, if you know you're just going to be at home and not doing anything, come by and save a life. Take an hour of your time and come help a patient, and you make the good. I know we're always seeing great stories and maybe tragedy stories on the media sometimes. And well, this is maybe your chance to make a difference, though you never probably meet this patient. But in the back of mind, you know you've
saved
helped
somebody. You saved somebody, and there was a great need, and you helped.
You can go back to work the next day, and when they ask, what did you do this weekend? I saved lives.
And it was so simple. I donated blood, and it only took an hour of my time. So what are the ages?
Anyone who's 16 years of age, weighing 120 pounds, and in good general health, with a parent consent form, can donate. Mm-hmm. Anyone 17 years of age, and in 110 pounds, and in good general health, can donate. And you can donate till you're 100 if you're feeling well and you're in good health. There's no age limit on who cannot donate.
No
upper limit, no. And we have a 90-year-old who just donated, an 83-year-old who just donated as well.
I think I saw a story about a wonderful nun.
Exactly.
Tell me about her.
She started donating back when her father was donating, and she took some inspiration from him from donating, and she's been donating ever since then. She's needed blood transfusions 3 times, and she was kind of bum about that, where she had to receive blood rather than her donating. And she's been an advocate for blood donations for a while now, and she's always come in as a platelet donor. And sometimes when she can't donate platelets, maybe her iron's too low, but she can still donate for a whole blood. She does that, and she makes it a point to come in as often as she can, and that is great. She's been donating for, I really don't know how many years, but it's been a long time.
It was something, it was huge, because I believe she's in her 80s.
That's correct. She's in her,
she's donated like 40-something. I don't remember it exactly. I just remember I was amazed.
Correct.
And I thought, what a wonderful giving nun who has been donating all these years. Yeah. And I know you have some others like that. So tell me about some of your...
That's correct. And then the other day, we had another donor who came in who's 90 gallons, and that's just with us. We
90?
Know 90 gallons.
How is that even possible?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. He started donating back in the early 70s when he had his first child, or his wife was having his first child. And since that birth of his child, he's been donating ever since. And he switched over to platelets when his coworker needed platelets, and he started donating platelets. But the reason he's been donating all these years and continues because his father had a disease, and he's donated for him in his name for all the blood that his father has used.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he continues to donate. And the reason I say 90 gallons with the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center, because before that, he was donating in other areas for that same amount of time. So he's well over 100 gallons easily.
Wow.
So those are some great stories like that we hear every day, and people coming out and from the generosity of their heart to make sure these patients have a fighting chance to get over whatever ailment they have.
Yeah, and I think it does take that person in need where you think, okay, I can help you like this. But then if you think about it, if you don't know that person, if you're listening to this now, there is a person in need at a hospital.
Definitely.
In our community. So we would invite you to think about donating blood.
Definitely. I mean, like you said, there's patients out there who have a big family support, and there's people helping them and going out into the community and raising awareness. And then there's others that don't have that support and maybe don't know too many people here in San Antonio and still need help. So we encourage you to come out and donate and give for those families, because for a lot of these patients, when you go donate, and we've been saying it, you give them a chance. You give them that hope of surviving and getting over whatever ailment they have. And you got to remember, 70% of the patients here are patients who are going through some ailments, either being cancer, leukemia, blood disorder, and only a small percentage, like 30%, is for accident victims, shooting victims, burn victims. So the patients that need your help are already in the hospital waiting for you.
Well, and what do you say to people who say, because I've said, hey, have you thought about donating blood? They're like, I don't like needles. I'm afraid of needles.
Well, you got to remember, these patients didn't ask to be either in whatever ailment they have, and they get stuck all the time. And I kind of use that in the back of my mind when I'm doing it. Like, I'm doing this, it's going to be a little pinch, but only imagine what that patient's already gone through, getting poked 3, 4, 5 times a day and getting chemo, getting radiation.
One little poke in the arm is insignificant compared to the ordeal that the patients go through.
Definitely. So keep that in mind when you're coming out and making that donation. Know that your one maybe discomfort that you have in the arm for that split second when the needle goes in is nothing compared to what that patient is going through. And the most important thing you got to remember is that each donation is important, especially those of, and I know we haven't talked about this, is that of O negative donors. O negative donors, and I'll touch on that a little bit. O negative donors is the blood type that can be transfused to anybody and everybody, especially in cases where we don't know that patient's blood type. So an O negative unit will be used on that patient until they find out what blood type they are. So the scary thing about that is O negative donors can donate to anybody, but they only can receive blood from O negative donor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a
It's a one-way thing. So what's the percentage of population? Do you know the percentage breakdown
I know about
the types of blood?
About 30%. The majority of us here, at least in the United States, is I think about 30% of us have O positive blood.
Mm-hmm. O positive.
And then the rest is broken down after that. And I really don't know the statistics for each blood type, but I know that
O negative are the special ones.
Are the special. Let's say we have a special phone call for them for when we need them to come in. And you got to remember, O negative is what we call the golden.
Mm-hmm. Golden, they're special.
Are used, like I said, universally for and emergencies when we have those accident victims, we have those burn victims coming in and they need transfusions right away.
So if you're O negative, you really need to step up because you're golden at the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center.
And if you don't know your blood type, this is another way to kind of this may help. When you come in and donate, a lot of people ask us, do I get to find out my blood type? Like in a couple of weeks, at about a week or so afterwards, you can definitely log into your account and find out what blood type you were.
We're out of time. I want to thank you for stopping by. Our guest this morning, Roger Ruiz. He is a corporate communication specialist with the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center. And he wants you to come by anytime, but on Thursday and Friday, we have some. On Thursday, the Eagle is having a blood drive at Ingram Park Mall from 1 to 6. And on Friday, KISS is having a blood drive from 2 to 7 at Ingram Park Mall. You're going to leave with an exclusive Donors Rock t-shirt. You're going to have a meal at McDonald's in a drawing for Oyster Bake tickets. And more than anything, you're helping your fellow man.
That's correct. Thank you for having me.